Are you sure, Doctor? Yes, are you absolutely sure about that, Doctor? They do say that these walls have ears. Yes, I've heard that too, Doctor. Now, where did I hear that? I told you, Mrs. Pisog. Did you? Well, what do you know? I can't remember you saying anything about these walls having ears. Bless my soul. I really can't. Well, I don't know about that, Doctor. Yes, are you really positive about that, Doctor? Which way do you want me to look, Doctor? Yes, which way? You know, it has been said that these walls have eyes. Did you hear about that, Doctor? Did you? Now, where did I hear that? I asked myself. I told you, Mrs. Elbag. Ooh, Dr. Rotcod. What could it be that I could do for you? What could two mature but evidently voluptuous ladies do for you? We don't like violence, do we, Mrs. Elbag? No, Mrs. Pisog, we do not like it. It's violent. People get hurt. Or worse. I must admit, when you put your hand in your pocket, it made me wonder. A very manly thing. A very virile thing. Yes, it made me wonder too. What has he got in his pocket? I thought to myself, some people like violence. Do you like violence, Doctor? Oh, dear, dear. Only having a bit of fun, Doctor. Yes. Yes, only having a bit of jollification. Good for the health, you know. Yes, good for your well-being, eh? So, what is it you want, Doctor? A potion? A poisonous potion? What do we say, Doctor? Okay. What's in it for us? Yes, Doctor. What have you got for us? In return, Doctor. In return. You, Doctor. Yes, you, Doctor. What about Tuesday evenings? I don't go out on Tuesday evenings. Oh, I was thinking more like lazing on a sunny afternoon in summertime. Ooh, kinky. Dear, dear, Doctor, you don't have any culture, do you?
Oh. You have to look at the bigger picture, Doctor. Experience counts for a lot. And we have had a lot of experience.
Ah, there you are. I have been looking all over for you jolly, buxom, curvaceous young things.
Oh, you cheeky Chamberlain. I'll give you an hour to stop that.
Ah, Rotcud. I didn't see your pasty face standing there. Rest assured, nothing from you. No, I was blinded by the stunning beauty of these images of exquisiteness.
Beautiful ladies, when you have finished with our bastard doctor ladies, I would like to talk to you in private.
What a strange expression that is, Rotcod. We will see, we will see.
Oh, what a lovely man. Pity about his hump. Right then, Doctor, how are you going to pay? How about a couple of torrid nights with two vivacious, sensual, experienced, hot, fleshy, physical women?
Oh, physical women.
How much?
Oh, wildest dreams, Doctor. How much?
Oh, did you hear that, Mrs. Elbag? Dr. Codrot will be a very rich man. Oh, did you hear that, Mrs. Pissog? Omnipotent.
We will have lots of money. Oh, he is so virile. There you are. Oh, dear Doctor. We were confused.
In two shakes of a duck's ass, my dear. Before you can say, if you diddle in the middle of a riddle in a muddle, don't tinkle with your winkle or your piddle in a puddle.